This is St. Louis Public Radio. As rovers and probes send back data from Mars, scientists are getting closer to finding out if life exists there. Some researchers also look for Martian life by going to remote places on Earth that have similar terrain as the Red Planet. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen takes us to a laboratory at Washington University where scientists study what they collect from these strange environments.
I'm entering a white-walled, windowless laboratory where counters are covered with boxes, microchips, and wires. Here, scientists are using lasers, sensors, and other complicated instruments to answer two questions.
If there are ever life on Mars, if Mars ever have a habitable environment like we have on Earth.
That's Ellian Wong, planetary scientist at WashU. If life exists on Mars, scientists think it's probably in the form of tiny organisms that can tolerate harsh, salty environments, like the underground lake that was recently discovered by a European Space Agency orbiter. Researchers at WashU use lasers to break down many kinds of materials. Wong says you won't be able to see the lasers. They shoot infrared light, which a human eye can't see.
When the laser hits a sample, you will see the spark.
And you can hear it, too. Many samples are synthetic or made in the lab. Some are from strange places where microbes have adapted to toxic environments, like the hot springs in the Arctic. Pablo Sobrón is a researcher for the SETI Institute, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. He says they compare what lasers do to materials here with what the rover's lasers do to the Martian samples, where researchers can examine them in person.
You cannot touch it, you cannot smell it, you cannot look at it.
Sobrón has traveled to remote places on Earth to collect samples.
The more we go to the field, the more we learn about the life that happens there, the more ready we are to find life elsewhere.
And he expects their work will raise many questions about what life means in the universe. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.